Welcome into the Open Taps podcast, where we talk about all things design. I'm Sherry, and today I'm here with two guests.
I'm Al.
And I'm Sophia.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a graphic design college, South Hills, and what it's like to be going to a graphic design college just generally. So just to start things off, what do you guys feel like you've gotten the most out of South Hills? And like what bringing you there and stuff?
Well, I definitely came there because of the location. Everybody who knows me knows that I'm like a minute away.
Yeah.
Literally.
Right across the street.
And I chose graphic design because I was not going to do IT and I swore off of medicine. Mm-hmm. Not going to be doing medicine at all. So basically was business or graphic design, and I'm not doing business either. So.
No, I wouldn't dare touch biology in general. What about you, Sophia?
People like that.
Yeah.
I originally wanted to be a YouTuber, but I was told by my parents that I have to have an education outside of high school. So we agreed on South Hills since it was a two-year program and there was not exactly any math involved, which is what I struggled with throughout school. So, But I would say that I definitely enjoy graphic design now more than and I have more understanding about it now than I did before. So.
Yeah. And I feel like it would help you with, working on like YouTube videos and like whatever assets you need along for it, basically.
If I go back to that ever, yeah.
Yeah, if you go back to it, not on the cards right now.
Not on the table at the moment, but.
Completely fair. As for myself, what brought me there is at CTC, we had actually a student come in and talk about their experience. And it seemed like, again, a good school. You get 4 years worth of education in 2 years and the like, basically. Even though it was a bit of a drive and I was under the impression that they said, oh, it's coming to Altoona, but it's probably going to take a few years. It was within the next year. But again, that's no problem. I really like my classmates, so that's why I stuck around. I like the group that we have. So, yeah, I stuck through driving up 45 minutes to come to classes and everything. But again, that just goes to show that I really liked it there. And again, nothing against like being the first class of any school, basically, but obviously there's going to be like bumps in the road. So like it's better to, or it worked better for me to be somewhere that's like a bit more established, basically.
Yeah, right.
As for classes, what ones like stood out to you guys, like as favorites, different projects that stood out and the like?
Projects. Well, art history was fun. I really enjoyed that, but I'm also a huge history nerd sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I won't go actively seeking out knowledge, but knowledge finds its way to me.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed the mosaic, even if I spent a whole night doing that the night before. Or the stained glass project, which I ended up doing the night before.
And whichever else you did the night before. I think the mosaic I almost kind of did the night before as well. Like, I started it, but then I didn't actually, like, really, really finish it until the day before as well. So like art history, was web design not a favorite for you? Because I know that's a bit of what you're doing now.
Web design, I really appreciate it because the code was working for me. And I think that's just because there was people there to absorb all the bad coding energy around me. So like I'm doing coding now. I've learned my lesson. I'm not doing coding after this. I'm going to go find someone online to code for me from here on out.
Yes.
But I understand and appreciate their struggles and their efforts, and I understand that graphic design students should have a basic understanding of code.
Oh, yeah.
They should not code.
They shouldn't code, though. Don't let them touch a website.
My knowledge is not about the mystic forces behind my computer.
Yeah, that's for someone else to decode and handle, and then like you'll just focus on making something look fun and interactive, basically. Okay.
Fun and interactive.
Well, I don't want to sound repetitive, but I did also like the mosaic or the stained glass painting. That one was really fun. My other probably favorite one was the album cover design that we did. I don't remember what class it was called. They all kind of blended together at that point in time. But
I think that might have been Studio 2.
Studio 1 or Studio 2,
yeah,
probably.
Or like maybe even packaging, one or the other.
Anything that I could really like that was not just like the typography, like just the words and stuff. I enjoyed. I liked pictures. I've always just kind of liked pictures more than I did words. So anything that I could do that was just more visual than just words that we could do on, like, type posters and stuff. But
Yeah, you like the bigger picture of, like, bringing the whole design together rather than just, like, the individual pieces, which was, like, a lot of what first term was just, like, learning all the individual tools and, like, the different, like, fundamentals and stuff, like topography, leading, kerning. Of course, that's all topography stuff, but still.
Yeah, I mean, it was important to learn, but I much more prefer doing the big overall design than I do learning the individual things.
And the nitty-gritty kind of stuff.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel like your, what do you bring to your designs as an individual, basically? Like, what were your strengths you feel like at school and weaknesses?
I definitely feel like one of my biggest strengths was just the different varieties of things I chose to do, different styles. Which, you know, like, everybody around me, I feel like a lot of our classmates and you have, like, a very strong idea and style behind themselves, which is very nice and very easy to market, honestly. I'm a little jealous sometimes of how consistent you guys can make your designs to be.
I don't know, you kind of had a style, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I started developing a more consistent style at the end, but, like, if I looked through my portfolio, I was just like, ugh.
I feel like if you look through, there was, like, some essence that kind of goes across all of them, but, yeah. You're very flexible.
Yeah. I could do things last minute. Yeah. I feel like you I do keep it saying fast. That.
No, it's efficiency. It's doing things quick maxing. With quick turnarounds. You're like, I gave myself like a day deadlines and I always hit them. You can tell that to employers.
Yeah.
They will appreciate that a lot, having quick turnarounds for stuff. Yeah. So that's no problem for that.
Well, I also kind of just did things efficiently. I was kind of always kind of ahead of you guys, and I hate saying that because I always felt like I was rushing through.
You're so good for that.
I always felt like I was like, rushing.
And I'm like, no.
That was like every project. I'm like, hey, have you done this yet? Because I'm like trying to get like clarification as I'm working through it.
And a lot of us would be like, we haven't touched that.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, or it's like, I'm still sketching right now.
Right.
Again, everybody has their different workflows, and again, especially when it came to portfolio review, I think like everybody was kind of rushing towards the end, basically like halting towards the stop for it, but no, yeah, that's great. That because again, for you always like found an idea that you stuck with it and then you execute it. Like, I think that's why it's so linear, while everyone else can get like caught up in pre-planning and working something together, basically. Or at least that's my issue.
Yeah, well, my issue was not so much of, like, the sketching phase as it was, like, whenever I physically see all the items together, then I will want to change things and move things around if I like it or dislike it. But it's not, like, it's something that kind of goes with the flow more than it is, like, a set in motion thing. There is a lot of change that goes between the start of my design to the end of the design, but it's usually within the physical, like, design phasing and not the sketching phase.
No, so. Yeah. No, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
I guess for me, what I brought to my designs, I think it's just always, I really like my organic shapes. I like drawing things by hand, which is why I'm an illustrator most of the time with like the pen tool, pencil tool, just doing whatever. It's a little rusty. I feel bad that like I didn't really show you guys the postcard that I made for our gallery show coming up. If anything, I can just send you guys a screenshot when we're done. But that was admittedly a little last minute when I made it, because Jim gave it to me like 2 weeks ago, and then with internship stuff I was just like, well, I have the sketches but done, but like, here you go. And then I got it done in like 2 days and then showed it to some of the classmates, but then I wanted to get it to Jim as soon as I could. So
yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm. So
peeking over, let me go see
what they're looking at. Let me go see. Yeah, I try to keep that in the classroom, too. Basically, like, peer over people's shoulders, being like, hey, what are you guys working on? What are you doing? Because I did not do that a lot at CTC, like, at all. We had a very extroverted, tall gay man in our group. Other than, hopefully that was okay. Okay, good day. Yeah, I think it's just mainly just, like, organic and, like, earthy tones, basically. As, like, bright as my branding is, it's just, like, always inherently, like, a little childish. Like, the stuff that Tyler makes, I don't know how he makes that as quickly as he does. Like, it's very simple, very modern, but, like, it just works kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally get that. But yours has such a fun element to it. Like, I undeniably, no matter how professional, there's always a fun, it's like fun professional. It's fun, there's always an element of such like brightness and fun to it. Yeah, I keep like saying fun, but like,
it's, I mean, if it's fun, it's fun. Yeah, it makes you smile. Well, that's nice. I guess it suits well then that I went with like orange as my brand, like orange and yellows and stuff like that. But again, it's interesting that you guys say that like, oh, we have such consistent styles. I feel like, I guess, I don't know. I feel like my stuff, like it, you can all tell it's made by me, but it still feels like there's like inconsistencies in between. So it's really interesting that you guys like, oh, you have a set brand with yours. I'm like, wasn't intentional, but I'm glad it comes across.
That's kind of what I felt like whenever I was trying to explain that, like, Al has, like, a certain style that you can see across of it, but it also doesn't feel like it's the same style. Where, like, there's definitely underlining elements in both of you guys' works that you can see, you can tell, and be like, yeah, that's you. Mm-hmm. But they don't, like, look like they're all for, like, the same thing. Yeah. Because there's definitely a variety.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I feel like I definitely have a style. I can do other styles, but there's definitely a style that I prefer over top of others. So
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Your Barbie hotel was like so out of left field.
Oh yeah.
I was so sick of the color pink at the end of that one. So.
No, that's so real. That reminds me of there's like a lot of different projects that I think I was kind of sick of at the end of it. But again, it's more so like the internal turmoil being projected onto it, basically, which I imagine you have a lot of with your projects.
The more I suffer, the better it looks.
That seems to be the case. Yeah.
I feel like one of those old monks being like, "Oh, the plague's here. I must to cleanse it."
Cleanse it where like, you need to.
The 3D project. The 3D poster. I hated it. I hated doing that so much. It's still in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I enjoyed that one, so.
See, I was cutting layers and layers of foam, and then I eventually ran out of the sticky back foam, so I had to glue it down myself.
Yeah, well, I was just doing that for to begin with, so.
I think black-colored foam, so I ended up using red for the very last parts while hiding all the blue parts inside.
Ah, sounds about right.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of skipped past my favorite class, I realized, on accident. I really liked a lot of them, but even though, like, in Illustrator, like, again, it worked for those in beginners, but since I already have basic fundamentals, it was just more so building upon what I already know. But I really enjoyed that class just because, again, it was just working consistently in Illustrator. I really like how my Pikmin skateboard came out. Like, I had a lot of fun with my skateboard project.
What did you do for your skateboard project?
I did a Pikmin.
Oh, okay,
I did, gotcha. Like, I did a front, like, on the top, it was just like the logo and flowers and stuff, and then in the back it was like a playful scene of just a bunch of Pikmin. I can show you again if you go in the Outside the Lines book, it's one of my things in there.
Oh, okay,
so you can
gotcha.
Just look
yeah,
at
I'll
our
have to look.
You can look in there and take a look at them.
Yeah, I'll send you a photo.
I think for the stained glass, I copied I found some medieval manuscript art. And I think I used that so much during that time. I was using, like, oh, I can use this lady on this one and this man on this one, so they're a pair of skateboards.
And work with it perfectly, yeah.
Instead of just doing that, I was like, they won't double-check two classes.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Don't worry about it. Yeah, they won't listen to it now.
I re-cleaned it up. I changed the line weights. Here you go. Let me play on my iPad now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think the skateboard was probably my favorite one from the first year, apart from, like, the stained glass, because my skateboard was just a giant Band-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just what the template looked like to me, so I was like, what if I just made a giant Band-Aid? So
it worked perfectly. You made it in, like, I'm sure, like, an hour or 2 hours, and then you're done with it.
I was really just putting, like, two squares, and that was about it. So.
I was trying to make it seem like it was more work.
I'll be honest, though, it's just like two squares.
But I mean, like, that was the same with my Absolute ad, was that, like, that was one of the few projects that it did not take me a lot of time, but they really liked how it turned out, kind of thing, because I did Absolute Reflection, which is I literally flipped the bottle and then I flipped that and then I added like not a silhouette, what is it, a vignette around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Absolute Sunburn, it was just that took a little bit longer, but that was still like really clickish, like, okay, this outline, the silhouette of it, add some bevel emboss, boom, he's sunburned with it. And they're like, great, put in the portfolio. kind of
I
thing.
I mean, sometimes the simpler design solutions are just the better,
yeah.
better options, and the more clean options too, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, I still can't get over the humor ad where I was just like, and it's a fish cursing.
And they're like, yeah!
Like, that's it, good job, that's the one. And yeah. I keep joking, and they're like, brilliant joke, humorous. This is humor unleashed. And I'm like, please.
And then you had to cut out 100 different fish and then 100 different stickers. I still have the
sticker on my laptop, too. Yeah.
The sticker, the rest of your phone stickers are still in your car.
I know. I didn't know where else to put them.
I mean, I'll take them. I didn't get any, like, fish stickers and stuff, so if you have extra...
You want me to bring one in and give it to you? I can bring you one in.
Absolutely. Bring it in, please. Because I thought you were out of them, and you're like, I'm not doing any more. I will die if you make me do any more kind of thing.
I can't make it more. I could personally cut you out each different fish alternative. I have, like, fish variants and a shiny fish.
I don't need that many. You don't need to go that above and beyond for me.
By fish and cursing?
I mean, maybe. But I don't like need them if it's like too much work for you basically because you're doing a lot.
No, you're the goat. I'll do anything for you.
Stop. Whatever.
No, this is you are the main star of this podcast. I should glaze you more.
No. Okay, whatever. Aside from that, I guess for like again instead of like favorite classes and favorite projects, what class do you feel like you learned the most from, or like you? Got the most out of, basically, like, helped you grow the most as a designer.
Oh my god, typography.
Typography helped you a bunch?
Yeah. I did not understand typography whatsoever. So, and to me, I was just like, okay, you just put words on. I didn't realize how much, like, effort and stuff people put into the words and fonts and stuff and how they're aligned and whatnot at all. And I didn't know that typography was really a thing before this because, mind you, I took, like, all, like, IT and, like, computer programs and stuff in school. I skipped art stuff because I didn't want, because, again, I was going to plan to be a YouTuber before, you know, mm-hmm. I got into graphic design. Mm-hmm. So obviously I didn't learn anything about typography in high school. So I learned that, and I learned a lot about that going into South Hills, but it was definitely a lot more than I thought it was going to be. So I probably learned the most in that class.
Yeah. Plus typography goes unnoticed, I think, most of the time, because if it's good, then you don't notice, oh, this thing's like a little off, this is whatever. But then once you know it, you can notice like every little thing kind of stuff. I don't know, what about you? What do you feel like helped you the most?
Web design, like both web design classes, I feel like, because I don't think about web design if I'm on a website anymore, because there's so many new styles, there's different ones, but I had no idea going into it.
Mm-hmm.
The most coding experience I had was like a Python coding camp, and don't get me started on Python, I'm not touching Python anymore either.
I don't think anyone likes touching Python, ever, really.
No, to save my life for me, like, if you were telling me to code or die, I just put me underground. I'll dig my own hole for myself.
Yeah,
for
kind you. Of thing. Peace out.
Every time I used to code, and I think we both took, I mean, different years, but the same, like, coding video game class from the high school, state high.
The video game development class, yes, I took that.
My code was perfectly fine. It broke. I've tried coding one more time. And there's a certain level of embarrassment of knowing that your code works perfectly fine, but having two professors stand over there and be like, wow, I wonder what's wrong. So I didn't think I could code, and then, you know, HTML came along and everybody else was failing my computer code.
Yeah.
So nope. I was just like, no, I can't do this. So
this is easy.
Different ideas on how to, like, actually design mm-hmm. websites. I was like, oh, yeah, you have to design this, too. Mm-hmm. There's so much design around you. Like, once you take one of these classes, I'm like, oh. So much design. Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah.
I do second that, because I've had, both in high school and I think one of the teachers from South Hills also, whenever we had coding classes, there was an issue that I had that I just had to completely remove and go about it a different way because we couldn't figure it out. So mm-hmm. I just kind of learned that coding's just really not for me because it just never works the way that I need it to.
Yeah, I got it at first, like, when we were going, like, very little by little, like, learning what the tags were, like, oh, this is how you connect your CSS, and, like, this is, again, the importance of parentheses and camel casing and all that stuff. That was fine. The minute that it got any more complicated than that, I was getting lost and confused and didn't understand. And I also didn't, like, it makes sense that there's, like, set things, but, like, I didn't realize not everything was just hand-coded. that obviously very much makes sense that no one's like really doing the nitty gritty of just like typing a whole website out. But I don't know, that was just surprising to learn that it's simpler, but also like, again, still as complicated as you think it might be.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of classes that helped. Like, all of them helped individually, obviously, in their own ways. I think fundamental of design with Ray helped me a lot. Which just like, again, he very immediately tells you, like, okay, this is how the job is going to be. This is what they're going to expect of you. And this is what you're going to have to do to get there and stand out and stuff like that. Also, the very vague assignments and, like, vague logos, basically.
Right.
Where it's just, like, you got to find out. Which, again, is not an issue at all because it's preparing you, because you are going to have people or clients be like, just do this thing. Okay, what do you mean by that? Just do it, you know? Just vibe it out. Feel it out. I trust you. You're the designer. You're the artist on this. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I got it.
During my action, my terrible actions during that class. I'm sorry.
I remember that.
Going in, not like coming from a perspective now, I understand that restrictions are there actually to help you grow and be more creative. And I wish I kind of knew that going in.
Oh, yeah.
These restrictions take away certain choices you have, like, later on. You understand, like, oh, it must be this size. So you don't need to worry about that size, like, the sizing anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry about that anymore. And I feel like going in head first, because I'm coming from a very engineering history academic one. Like, I think I only took one art class during my whole high school experience.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I was used to either, like, very tight control or, like,
free end, yeah.
Go free. So I'm, like, I wish I could tell myself going in that these rules are actually here for you to be more creative, to be more interesting in your ways than, like, restricting you than holding you back.
Yeah. No, I get that absolutely, because, like, you'd think the more... Yeah, I'll bring this back
here. The more freedom you have is going to, like, make you more creative, but, like, I did find that the projects that we had the most restrictions on were the ones that you would say, like, flourished the most on, basically, because compared to the guidelines that we had, let's say, like, again, on those first couple of logos, and, like, having to, like, really work our minds around and, like, solve, okay, to fit these guidelines, how can I make this, to, like, our type specimen book, where it's like, yeah, we still had guidelines, but it's like, oh, you decide the size, you decide this, you decide, like, every page, every week.
That was so fun.
It was fun, but it was stressful. I didn't I was having trouble because he was like, don't make it blue. I'm like, oh, it's a blueprint. And yes, I know that blueprints don't only be blue, but that's just something that, for whatever reason, I could not get my head around. I'm like, well, he doesn't want it blue. So what does he want me to do with it? Do I just completely overhaul it? And then I literally just made it white and inverted it. He's like, yep, that works. I'm like, oh, okay, so it's that simple. Whatever. Cool.
I feel like, oh, I've lost my train of thought now.
Like, when it comes...
I feel like doing the logos and stuff, like, with all those restrictions at the beginning, kind of pushed, like, for them to, like, make a judgment of, like, where you're at with your design knowledge and be able to, like, have restrictions, but also, like, see where your creativity can come out even with restrictions before, like, giving you leeway to just, like, do what you want, kind of.
Yeah, that's what, first term and definitely, like, the first couple assignments and classes are, is just, like, judging where you're at and then just, like, accommodating for it, because that's, like, another really nice thing. Is because sometimes, like, at a four-year school, they're going to treat everybody like they're at a baby level for, like, the longest time. It's like, okay, now you get all the, like, the big kid stuff, figure it out kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, again, for South Hills, they, like, they figure out where you're at, and then they just meet it there, and that's how you're graded. But you're not just graded on, like, well, your stuff doesn't look as good as this student, so, like, obviously I'm going to grade you differently kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I would hope is at most design schools, but, again, like, I don't know. I know a friend who goes to a four-year college, and I think she would have preferred going to South Hills, basically, is what I'm finding from her experience, because it was very much, you get nothing for years, and then you get, like, everything at once, basically, and that's, like, most four-year degrees, I feel like.
I had to tell one of my coworkers for my internship site about WordPress, and I was just like, you were also graduating this year. We are graduating in graphic design this year. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you don't know WordPress? You know, like, 60% of the internet runs off of WordPress.
And they've been in school for 4 years for it, and they never.
Yeah, I was just like, oh no.
Yeah.
So, really, like, South Hills is a real big steal on graphic design.
Oh, for real.
I know everything that he knows, but I'm like, I don't need to take all those classes.
All their 3 years.
Yeah. They do cover a lot within 2 years, and it feels like they put you ahead of even where the 4 years, like, other colleges put you at. For sure.
Like, it's kind of insane how efficient they are and how, like, how well it works.
Yeah.
Like, how much you know and are ready for it. But, again, I think that's all the time we have for South Hills and for today's episode of the Open Tats Podcast. Oh, Open Tats Podcast.
Right?
That's everything we have for the Open Tabs podcast for today. I'm Sherry with
Sophia.
I want to thank you guys so much for watching. If you like this episode, be sure to like the video and subscribe as it helps show us that you guys want more things like this. With that out of the way, let's go ahead and close the tab and just be sure to check us out on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. All right. See ya.